hopeless daters.
One dating app that dares you to swipe right.
The question is,
whose love life is more tragic?
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates.
It's the dating game show that's trying to convince Kanye to do a new reality romance series called Rant of Love.
I like it.
It's Battle of the Tinder Dates, where two of our listeners go head-to-head to figure out whose dating life is the most tragic. We'll explain the rules in just a second, but first, let's meet today's contestants. In this corner, her dating profile says, screw vegetarians, she's 100% carnivore.
Oh. Hey.
Even if it's processed. Please welcome Bologna Fiona.
Hello, hello.
Oh. Hey. Hey, hot dog.
And in the other corner, for the last 4 years, she's had crabs.
Oh.
As pets.
Oh.
Meet soft shell Isabel.
Hey, guys.
Is the pet thing true?
It's shocking that you have to ask.
Yeah, okay. Sorry.
Here's how the game works. One contestant's going to start by telling one of their worst dating stories. Then the other will try and counter with a nightmare story of their own. We're going to go back and forth for 3 rounds, and then afterwards, we will declare a winner. All right.
Okay.
Are our two contestants ready?
Oh, yeah, so ready.
Okay. Let's kick it off with Fiona.
Okay, so I once went over to a guy's house, and, you know, we start messing around. We're having a nice time, and suddenly he just, like, starts laughing.
What?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. And at first I was like, okay, you know, whatever. Like, we're nervous. It's been a while. Let's do whatever. But he's cackling so hard he can't even talk, and then he points at the TV that's behind me.
Yeah.
And I turn around, and he's got Family Guy on mute.
No!
Oh, my God! Oh, that has literally happened to me before.
No.
I'm not even kidding.
I mean,
Family Guy, too, specifically.
Family Guy's pretty funny.
All right. We're over to Isabel. Let's hear it.
Okay, I'm going to start with once I went to dinner at a Mexican restaurant with this guy.
Okay.
You guys know the white cheese that comes on the beans?
Yeah.
Cotija? Cotija.
Exactly.
Okay.
So he had more than I did.
Mm.
And then I realized why. Every time he moved his head, dandruff fell into his burrito.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Yeah.
He's like, wow, this is never ending. I
Stop.
Love it.
That
what
is
did you
unfortunate.
Do?
I mean, I was too disgusted to say anything, so I kind of just sat there in silence and tried to eat my burrito as fast as I could.
Let him eat the dandruff burrito.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Oh,
that's the end
that
of round one.
Man.
Let's go to round two. We're back to Fiona. Give us your best shot.
Okay, so one time I go out for smoothies with this guy, and we're walking through the parking lot, and he says, oh, my head's starting to feel weird. And I was like, oh, it's probably just a brain freeze. And he starts losing his mind. He's apparently never had a brain freeze before.
Oh!
He's like screaming in agony. And
Are you sure he wasn't having a stroke? You're positive that he was having brain freeze. Like, I feel like this is a risky
It's a brain aneurysm.
Assumption.
She's like, come on, suck it up. It's a strawberry smoothie.
Y'all don't even know, because it turns out he was trying to make a joke because he wants to be an actor.
I'm guessing he's unemployed.
Yeah.
Well, he is. In fact, he told me that the lowest moment of his career is that Hannah Montana ended before he could be an extra.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all of our careers.
I feel him on that one.
Hannah Montana was awesome.
All right. Let's go back to Soft Shell Isabel.
I forgot her name already.
Can you beat that story?
I think I might be able to. So this guy and I were watching Netflix on his couch when I felt something scratch my ankle. And I asked him, like, do you have a cat? And he said, no, but just as playful, in a like very weird voice. And I didn't know what he meant by that. So I looked under the blanket, and he had a large infected toe with one large giant nail coming out.
Oh, God. I hope it was another animal now.
It's ready to play.
Oh, my God. I'd be like, please be a chinchilla.
No.
Oh,
I was going to be upset if he was like lizard dude or something.
You know, gross foot. All right.
Oh,
on to the third and final round. This
How is
it.
This the final?
Bologna Fiona, give us your best shot. What do you got?
Okay, so I think this might be the ticket here. I went to brunch with this guy. It was like a Sunday brunch, you know, mimosas, all those
right.
stuff.
Fun.
And he's just hammering in that he's a hopeless romantic. Like, he really wants me to know that he is a hopeless romantic, and women never appreciate the gestures that he does. Mm-hmm. But then, to prove his point and show me, like, how romantic he is, he reaches into his pants. And I got a little nervous, but he pulls out a bundle of twigs with a rubber band around it.
Out of his pants?
Out of his pants. And he said, look at what I'll make for you. And he lays these twigs out on the table, and he spells my name with them.
Oh.
Okay. No.
With his warm pants twigs.
Ew. Oh, my gosh. It was, I mean, underwhelming to say the least in terms of romance, but insane in other
I hope you poked him with twigs before you left.
He was right. No women do appreciate his gestures. Yikes. Okay, this is it. We're back to you, Isabel. This is your last chance to counter. Give us your best story.
Okay, so I was out with this guy at a bar, and we started making out. And after a while, I noticed something out of the corner of my eye, and I realized he was holding something, like, up in the air. It was his phone, and he was FaceTiming his parents mid-kiss because he wanted to show his mom and dad his new girlfriend.
Oh. No.
Oh.
I told you guys I could kiss a girl.
Oh, my God.
Wow. All right. That final bell means the match is over. Let's go to the judges and get the final scorecards. Alexis, who's your choice?
I gotta go with Softshell Isabel for the large infected toenail.
No.
Oh my God.
One
Come
vote,
down to play.
One I'm with vote for you. Isabel.
I'm with you. Isabel all the way.
Okay.
Dude, the dandruff on top of that.
That's it. What? Congratulations, Softshell Isabel. You are the queen of romantic letdowns. You've had one of the saddest dating lives we've ever heard.
Thanks, guys.
And grossest.
Yeah. For real.
I may never eat Parmesan again.
Okay.
That's Battle of the Tinder Dates. Text in to 78592 if you have some horrible dating stories. You could be a contestant on the next edition. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.